Good morning and welcome to our podcast. Have you ever had to go dumpster diving? My son, when he was in college, got a care package from my wife, obviously his mom. Inside were great goodies and all of those things, but on the outside, she had taken an envelope and put a little treasure inside that envelope and then taped that envelope to the top of the box and tape the box to all together, right? And so she sends it to my son, and he gets the care package, and she calls him later and says, "Hey, did you enjoy your care package?" And of course he goes, "Yeah, that was great. Thanks, Mom." And she said, "Did you get it all?" And he said, "Well, what do you mean?" She said, "Did you find the treasure? Did you find the hidden treasure?" And after a while he got to thinking, he went, "I threw the box away." And so he had to go dumpster diving to find the lid on the box. And sure enough, he found the treasure that she had hidden inside the envelope that she had taped onto the top of the box. But that's what I want to talk to you about today, is the way that God goes dumpster diving on our behalf. So let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for the ways in which you rescue us, that you see a treasure that oftentimes we can't see. But Lord, it matters to you, and so you're willing to take on the filth to rescue us. That's exactly what you did. And so, Lord, won't you bless our time together as we look into your word and we consider its application for us, all to your glory. In your name we pray. Amen. So I had the opportunity to do an outreach to a homeless camp, and in the homeless camp, there was about 30 of us, and we come walking into the midst of this camp, and of course, the folks in the camp just scattered to their tents. And we set up a table, a folding table, and pulled out big 5-gallon drums of ice cream and ice cream cones and started scooping the ice cream. And then, you know, everybody that was with us, we started taking it out to the folks, and all of a sudden they began to come out and they began to accept us and to receive us. And I had the opportunity to visit with one of the gals that really was quite a gifted gal. And it was like, "Why are you here?" And that's where the place was that she felt comfortable. And all the time that I had this stench that was, I couldn't escape. And finally, as I was looking around trying to figure out where that was coming from, I found it. And it was a dumpster that the city had brought in, which was really kind of them, but it was overflowing with trash, with all kinds of things that had been thrown away. And it was hot. It was in the middle of summer, and it was reeking. And I thought about that, and I thought, "Oh, man, Lord, help me to understand what this is about." And then I understood that it was me that he went in after. See, I was in the bottom of the cesspool, and he went dumpster diving for me to cleanse me of my unrighteousness. And that's what God's word says, is if we confess our sins, he is faithful, he is just to cleanse us from our sin and to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. And that's what God did for me. I didn't do that for myself. I cried out to him because I longed to be free from all of the offenses that I had, where I had hurt people because of my own selfishness, to satisfy my own needs. And I wanted to be free from the weight of that, the guilt of that, the shame of that. And there was only one way, and God knew what it was, and because all that garbage was on top of my life, and I wanted to be free of that. And so when I cried out, that's exactly what he did. He cleansed me from unrighteousness. And then as I began to read in his word, and his word became alive for me, I read a passage in Isaiah. And in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, it says, "And I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness." That's exactly what my God did. I didn't go through some ceremony. I didn't meet some particular standard that a man judged in order to determine was I worthy or not. No, there was nothing like that whatsoever. No, God said, I love you right where you are in the bottom of that dumpster with all the cesspool of your life laying on top of you. And I dove in to reach you, to do something marvelous. And what did he do? Is he cleansed me, but he clothed me with garments of salvation. And then he gave me a robe of righteousness, nothing that I earned, something that he gave to me. And so as I continued to reading, I found a similar passage that speaks of how that happens. And it's found in Romans chapter 10. And it says that the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's what he did. And it goes on further and it says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness. See, it's by faith we gain righteousness. That's how I got my robe of righteousness from Christ, is because I put my faith in the righteous one. He who God, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, that God made him who knew no sin to become sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So with the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with a mouth one confesses unto salvation. I had to acknowledge my wrong, and I had plenty of it. It wasn't hard to do that. But when I did, I acknowledged that, but I also acknowledged my desire to be cleansed from Christ. It was like he grabbed hold of my arm and my hand, and he brought me out of that dumpster and cleansed me and gave me new life. That's what he did for me. And so he clothed me with something that I would need in my life. He clothed me with a spirit of humility. Not that I'm always humble. Please forgive me when I'm not. But that's my road back to being right, is humility. It says in 1 Peter 5, clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. When we walk in humility, God does something powerful on our behalf. It says in verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. God exalts us. We don't exalt ourselves. Casting all your anxieties on him, all your fears on him, because he cares for you. God cares for you. He cared enough for me. He has that same amount of care for you. He cares for us. So we are to be sober-minded, watchful, recognizing that we have an adversary, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And we resist him firm in our faith. We resist the enemy who lies to us and wants to cripple us by reminding us of our sin. No, we resist him by our faith in Christ. No, that's my old man. I'm a new man. I'm a new creature. The old has passed away. Behold, the new is what God's word describes me. And it goes on and it says, as you resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. We're not immune. All of us deal with this. But our confidence, our faith is in Christ. And after that you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore you, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion and forever and ever. Amen. You see, God is sovereign. And he reminds us that it's by his blood that was shed, his son's blood that was shed for us on that cross. Because that's God's testimony. God's testimony is all about Jesus. And it says this, and this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his son. Whoever has the son has the life, and whoever does not have the son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. You see, this isn't something that I hope for or I'll find out in the end. No, this is something that I have complete confidence about now, because he changed my heart. He changed me. He gave me a new life, and I so appreciate what God did for me, and he can do that same thing for you. Won't you cry out and let him cleanse you from the dumpster of life's sin? God bless you all, and thank you for joining me today.